Cash Now Show.
Good morning, KBLA Talk Nation. This is Reverend Gerald, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus. We're that show that talks about all those subjects that we don't get to talk about enough in our families and with our friends and in our community. We talk about things like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and we provide the resources and answers to your questions about it. We have qualified experts who offer knowledge, tools, coping skills that are needed for individuals and families to live their best life. And speaking of living your best life, our word of the week from Sister Nawili is faith is like seeing light with your heart when all your eyes see is darkness. Our goal here on Urban Family Focus is to make sure when you get up early with us that you catch that worm, which is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. So tell everybody you know to download the KBLA 1580 app so they can listen anytime and anywhere to the progressive black-owned talk station west of the Mississippi. We are one of a kind doing our thing right here in Leimert Park, California. We've got a lot to talk about on KBLA Talk 1580, and today's topic is addiction, a family problem. And with us today is my brother Ronald White, who's an addiction counselor like yours truly. He works at a place called Clear Recovery. He facilitates groups, counseling, and does homeless court activities. But before dedicating his life to sobriety, he graduated from Hastings College of Law after finishing Loyola Marymount undergrad. And after passing the bar in 1979, he worked for the Legal Aid Foundation. He was a Class Act Enterprises, one of the companies he started early in his life, where he was actually did some management with Patrice Rushen, one of the people who went to high school with him at Locke High School. He was part of the U.S. Olympic Committee in 1984, and he was a Los Angeles County public defender after that. Then he opened his own legal firm, the Law Offices of Ronald White. Most recently, he's a sober coach, he does homeless outreach, and he's a group facilitator for mentally incompetent defendants. Ron, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Good morning, Gerald. How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, man. It's good to have you on the show. As you know, and as our audience will soon find out, you and I go back at least 50 years.
Hey.
I know we're young, but, you know, that's the truth. So what I want you to do is take just a moment to give our audience some insight into your journey into becoming an addiction counselor.
Wow, when you were saying all of those things, reading that kind of mini bio of me, I was thinking, golly, who is that? And I'm just a little kid that grew up on 108th and Central in Watts. Mm-hmm. I'm 67, so I grew up in the 50s and in the 60s. I have five brothers, family of six. Interestingly enough, four of us are now recovering alcoholic addicts, mm-hmm. right? In recovery, knee deep in helping individuals get sober, get and stay sober. It was a long journey from 108th Street to that because there was a lot of stuff in between. Started off as a nerd, 109th Street Elementary School, Gompers Junior High School, Locke High School. Came through school straight A student. Got bored with being a nerd before I went to college, so I started drinking. Mm-hmm. While I was in college, it was truly an institute of higher learning.
Yes, it was.
Back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, God blessed me, Gerald. Mm-hmm. In spite of all of that, I was able to matriculate through school, be able to go to law school, get out of law school early, pass the bar. But eventually, the drinking caught up to me and drug use caught up to me. And I had to stop practicing for a while and to go into treatment. Mm-hmm. Thank God. Mm-hmm. There's help out there.
There is help. That's right.
And so I was able to get sober July 14th, 1986. I'll never forget that day. It's my sobriety
That's
day.
Your birthday.
So I've got 35 years of sobriety right now. Mm-hmm. And as I said, three other brothers who are also clean and sober today. So it's a family.
Mm-hmm.
It's a family thing for me.
That is our topic today. It's a family problem, not in just those who are impacted or those who are participants, I should say, in the addiction process. It impacts the entire family, those who have to deal with the people who are going through something and don't have the understanding that they need to comprehend what's going on within that individual, you know. And that's what brought me to actually create this program, was I was getting so many families calling me in my ministry saying, my daughter, my husband, my son, my this, and they were lost. They didn't know whether they should wrap their arms around them. They didn't know whether they should kick them out the house. They didn't know what to do, and had a hard time understanding what was going on internally with their loved one. And frankly, the person who was enjoying themselves kept enjoying themselves, and the family was falling apart all around them and in conflict about what to do about them. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing this program, is because we want families to reach out. We want them to understand that what they're going through is not, there's nothing new under the sun, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's a period of evolvement. It's a period of understanding. It can be a period of growth, and as you said, it can lead to a life of success.
Mm-hmm. I know back in 1985, Gerald, we almost killed my mother. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, from the stress and worry that she had looking at her sons, that she had thought she had raised properly. She was a single mom. She had put my dad out, mm-hmm. because my dad was a drunk. Yeah. Early, and yeah. So she put him out, raised us by herself. She almost died from our drug use.
Hold that point, Ron. When we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation with Ronald White, addiction counselor. This is Urban Family Focus, and you're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
This is Ice-T,
Stone Cold Steve Austin, and
Matty Ice.
This is a cold call.
I convinced NFL teams to turn to cold water washing with Tide.
The NFL, your uniforms get dirty.
Tide can handle it, even in cold. Plus, if fans join in, they can save up to $150 on their energy bill.
Looks like you just made the team, rookie.
Turn to cold with Tide.
And that's the bottom line.
It's got to be Tide.
Energy savings based on average when switching from hot to cold in non-HE machines.
Everyone, this is Hill Harper, and I have a few questions for you. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to make your money grow and create wealth for you and your family? Are you tired of watching our culture being monetized by everyone but our community? And are you tired of supporting monetary platforms and businesses that have systemically never supported you? If you can answer yes to just two of those three questions, then you should download the Black Wall Street Digital Wallet today. It's free and in your App Store and Google Play Store. The digital revolution is upon us, and we have a chance to change the financial trajectory of our community forever. If you want to build cross-generational wealth and pass down opportunity to future generations, download the Black Wall Street Wallet today and begin learning. They teach math in school, but they don't teach money. So we have to teach ourselves. The Black Wall Street Wallet is the first Black-owned digital platform and wallet that allows us to dollar cost average, or DCA, and set it and forget it and build wealth. As we always say, DCA a day keeps poverty away. Download the Black Wall Street Wallet today.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. Founded more than 20 years ago by Susan Burton, following her own struggles with incarceration and substance abuse, A New Way of Life is an organization that promotes healing, power, and opportunity for formerly incarcerated people. A New Way of Life takes a multifaceted approach to mitigating the effects of mass incarceration, with the goal of and ultimately eliminating it. They provide housing and support for formerly incarcerated women for successful community reentry, family reunification, and healing. They work to restore the civil rights of formerly incarcerated people, as well as to empower, organize, and mobilize them as advocates for social change and personal transformation. To support A New Way of Life or to find help you need, call 323-563-3575. That's 323-563-3575, or visit anewwayoflife.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Did you know running your dishwasher every night with Cascade Platinum actually saves water?
Saving water.
Smarter with the dishwasher.
It's true. An Energy Star certified dishwasher with Cascade Platinum uses only 4 gallons of water per cycle, while a running sink uses that every 2 minutes. Every load saves water.
Saving water.
Smarter with the dishwasher.
So do it every night. Run your dishwasher with Cascade Platinum, the surprising way to
save water.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
You know me, I'm your friend, your main boy, thick and thin. I'm your pusher man. I'm your pusher man.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, here with my longtime friend from the neighborhood, Mr. Ronald White, who is also an addiction counselor and doing some great work in the community. Before we get back to that story about Mom, Ronald, I just want to remind everyone that Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. For over 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has served as a powerful advocate for African Americans and other minorities by ensuring our communities have access to careers, living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and a clear pathway to personal and professional growth. For information on the Los Angeles Urban League's programs and services and their events, log on to laul.org. So, Ron, you were just about to talk about a subject that's dear to both of us, our moms,
right,
and the pressure we put on them growing up. So finish that story about mom.
Yeah, please let me. I know they were, the folks were hating me over the commercial break thing. He almost killed his mama. In 1985, my mother had a nervous breakdown from the stress my brothers and I were putting on her as a result of our illness. And thankfully, Gerald, I would say that this past February 1st, my mother celebrated 92 years.
God bless her.
Yeah. Right. As a direct result of her sons being able to get and stay sober.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, put ourselves knee-deep in this God-given work mm-hmm. of helping others,
right,
which I think is tremendously important with me staying sober.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that I've done since I've had the opportunity to be sober has been that in which to help somebody else who is sick and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's vital.
Yes.
And I do workshops. Mm-hmm. I sponsor people. I try to travel around and tell my story,
mm-hmm.
tell how addiction knocked me down, but there's a power that mm-hmm. can bring me back up.
Absolutely.
And if we don't spread that message to individuals, I get the opportunity now to work with the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
I get the opportunity to work with other individuals who are trying to recover from their addiction. It's really a joy. Gerald, really.
You know, it's funny how lives can be parallel, but on slightly different tracks. You know, when you were telling the story about your mom and how you put so much pressure on her, I can remember, you know, when I was a teenager, you know, putting pressure on my mom in a different way. I wasn't using anything back in those days, but I was just being that bad teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, like your mom, you know, black women carry a lot. And they took care of us. We went to school with clean clothes on. We had hot meals every day. So even though we were in Watts, we were in the neighborhood.
Right.
You know, we had those parents that were taking care of us and sending us to school and raising us to be the proper young men they wanted us to be. But my mom was had a nervous breakdown about a different situation or her own situation. But I'm irritating the problem.
Of course.
And she came in the kitchen one time after telling me to get off the phone one too many times and grab one of them black cast iron skillets. Brother, if I hadn't ducked, we would not be sitting here talking to this day.
Well, I'm glad she missed.
But yeah, she missed. But bless her heart, she lived to be 91 years old and had a great life and spent the last 12 years of her life in my home with me, you know, and we took care of her. And And but you know, those parallel tracks that we talk about, I know when I was reading your bio, you did your undergrad at Loyola,
right?
You know,
right.
And Loyola, you know, I wasn't a nerd, I wasn't smart like you, Ryan. I'm one of those who went to college, but you know, left with a job without a degree. But I ended up going back to Loyola Marymount, your alma mm-hmm. mater, in order to for their drug and alcohol counseling program, and what directed me into this industry or into this path was parallel but slightly different. You know, when I was in college, I was that guy, you know, mm-hmm. that everybody came to when it was time to go to the party.
Oh, I was coming to you.
If you understand, you know, my roommate went to a different college, you know, but between his football team and mine, you know, I had a pretty lucrative industry, you know, and weed was illegal back then,
right.
By the way.
Right, I know. That but, was it back in the day.
Yeah, but, you know, you grew up in the Black Power movement and the movement, everybody smoked a little weed, you know, mm-hmm. that was part of the movement.
Expand the mind.
Yeah, exactly. So, but, you know, through that process and growing up in a family where my father buried two of his children from alcohol, mm-hmm. and neither one of them lived to be 50 years old. And I have an older brother who's 94 who's still with us today. He and my father took the opposite path of my father's family, which grew up on an Indian reservation. So, you know, drinking was very prevalent. Mm-hmm. My older brother, who's 94 and still with us, who was John Abdul Haq, was the national secretary for the Nation of Islam for many years. He's still around. He and my father took that, you know, health-oriented path and never drank, never smoked. And I can remember at Fremont, I know you went to Locke, and I'm not going to hold that against you.
Wait, my brother Ralph went to
yeah,
Fremont.
That's right. But I can remember coming home drunk from those parties, and mm-hmm. my dad would just have a fit, you know, because, oh, here's another one, you know, another one of my children that got that disease that was, right. you know, passed down. And I said, now, Dad, you know, so I was able to avoid that. But again, on that parallel track of being involved and some things happening to me in my life when I thought I had it all together mm-hmm. and realizing I didn't, you know, and started to seek some spiritual understanding or greater spiritual understanding, I should say. It just came to me one night. It was an incident that happened with a personal friend of mine that let me know I was doing the wrong thing, and I just stopped. And next thing I know, I was in the ministry, you know, a few years later. So, you know, we have parallel tracks, but the main thing is we're here today to help families. And I know there's somebody listening to us having this conversation mm-hmm. that has someone in their family that's impacted by addiction, and it's pulling their family apart. They don't know what to do, how to do it, and they really don't understand what's going on physiologically inside their loved one that's causing them to act the way they're acting. If that's you, 800-920-1580 is the number you want to call. 800-920-1580. If you have a success story about how you came through and would like to share, because we in our community, you know, there's this stigma about drug use. There's a stigma about mental illness. Mm-hmm. And we think that there's something wrong. It's negative. I don't want nobody to know. Or we convince ourselves there's nothing wrong with me. I'm doing what I'm supposed to. And particularly if we're successful financially, we think that if we're making money and we're paying all our bills, everything's fine. So I can use what I want, drink what I want, act a fool when I want. I can do whatever I want to do because I'm not, I'm not down on my luck. Mm-hmm. But being, you know, Michael Jackson and Prince proves that having money got nothing to do with being happy and whole and healthy and avoiding
right.
addiction.
Show don't make you bulletproof.
that's absolutely, absolutely. So Ryan, you know, give us, what was that moment of truth on your journey that turned it around for you?
Circuitous route. I had a lot of success, like I said, passing the bar early and practicing law. However, after addiction took me over, I started hitting that pipe,
mm-hmm.
and that really started me on the road to destruction, and moved back to my mother's house after being this successful lawyer. Here I'm back at mama's house, mm-hmm. and I know there are a lot of parents or some out there probably right now yeah. who have mm-hmm. children coming back to revisit them
right.
after going out. And so I know my mother probably felt like there was no hope, but my mm-hmm. mama believed in God, Gerald. Mm-hmm. And my mama would pray for me until finally that prayer brought up this whooping that I took, not from her, but one of our youngsters on the block. This right. was back in 1986. Mm-hmm. Gave me some bags of weed to sell for him, mm-hmm. and I took some of his money and mm-hmm. I smoked it up. Mm-hmm. And he was a dangerous guy, and mm-hmm. he wanted his money back, and I explained this to him in my mother's house, hoping that he wouldn't do nothing to me because mm-hmm. he respected my mother. Mm-hmm. She couldn't hear what we were talking about.
Right, right.
And he took me out in the front yard, and he proceeded to put a stomping on me, girl, that I would not believe. And my mm-hmm. mother stepped out on the porch and watched this happen, and she did nothing to stop it. Mm-hmm. It was the best whooping I'd ever taken. Mm-hmm. And when my mother turned around and walked back in that house mm-hmm. and she closed that door, that was my moment of truth.
That was it.
Because I realized that whatever it was that I had done that had beaten the love and compassion out of that woman, mm-hmm. that she would not come to my rescue. I found out later. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that she didn't love me anymore. Mm-hmm. It was that she told me she was so tired of seeing me trying to kill myself, she couldn't watch any longer. Mm-hmm. That was my moment of clarity.
Right.
And the next day I went into a recovery home called the Salvation Army Harbor Light Center.
Right.
It was located on the Nickel, mm-hmm. Skid Row in downtown Los Angeles. Right. And I got help. And if there's anybody out there mm-hmm. who thinks there's no hope, mm-hmm. there is always hope.
Always.
There's always hope that when it looks the least hopeful, mm-hmm. that could be the moment that somebody can. And that's when you need to reach out,
right.
when that person is at their lowest, because that's when I know that's when I'd look for help.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get help when I'm on top.
Right.
But when I'm down.
Right.
And so there is hope in the abyss.
There
really is. And so I want to encourage people mm-hmm. to reach out for help. If there are loved ones or family members out there who are listening to this, because mm-hmm. I suspect that the people who need the help may not be up right now right. listening to
right,
us.
Right.
So those of you who love somebody, there are people around like myself and organizations around like mm-hmm. the ones I work for mm-hmm. That are out there helping people. And so I implore you and I to look out and reach out.
Right. And a lot of people, they know they should, they want to, they may have in the past, and it may didn't turn out the way they wanted. You know, I know a lot of times people go to rehab or people join organizations, they join groups, and they're doing what they're supposed to do. And at some point in time, there's a relapse, there's movement back in the old direction. And sometimes the family gets frustrated. You know, how many times do I have to go through this? And what I'd like for them to understand is that when someone is addicted, it's an illness.
Right.
It can be treated, mm-hmm. but it's never cured.
Right.
It can be treated, and they can live a successful life as the kind, loving, responsible individual that you raised them to be or you would like them to be. But there are things that they have to change. You can't get rid of that old habit unless you mm-hmm. replace it with some good habits. And the main thing that I think family members, because mothers would call me and they'd say, Jill, I don't understand why she won't just stop. And it is, and I didn't spend all this money. And, you know, they just going on and on. And while they're ranting, they got a cup of coffee in one hand and an unlit cigarette in the other hand.
Addictions.
And I sit right. there and listen to them. And then I calmly say, Mom, do you think you can make it without that coffee every morning? Mm-hmm. Well, this coffee, it's nothing illegal about this coffee. I said, well, let's be real. Your daughter is using some illegal substances. But most addictions are people using legal substances. Mm-hmm. You know, so let's I'm not saying there's anything wrong with your coffee. What I'm trying to get you to understand is that same motivation that drives you to that coffee pot every morning is the same motivation that drives her to whatever her drug of choice is. And there's something going on mm-hmm. inside you. There's something in that brain that's telling you this is something that's going to give me pleasure. It's something that's going to get me up and moving in the morning, and I need it.
Well, Gerald, I'll tell you, because you mentioned it, I relapsed 3 times before I finally got sober. And I'm quite certain that it probably looked externally mm-hmm. like I was doing it because I wanted to.
Right.
It's not a character issue. Mm-hmm. It really is an illness.
Absolutely.
And each relapse led me eventually to being who I am today.
Right.
Looking in the rearview mirror,
mm-hmm.
I can see it so clearly now. In the moment, it looked hopeless.
Right.
So that's why I want to let people know it's not going to be pretty.
No.
It's not going to be pretty, and it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really is, but there is recovery.
Yeah, and what's that? Don't give up. Never give up. Because if you look at it like it is, or truly is an illness, if you have a loved one that has diabetes or high blood pressure or any chronic illness, they need to eat a certain way. They need to take their medications. They need to do the proper exercise. There are things that they're going to need to do for the rest of their life,
mm-hmm,
in order to keep that diabetes and that high blood pressure at bay so they can live the life they want to live.
And with addiction,
it's no different.
It ain't no, I have to take spiritual medicine.
Absolutely.
Every day.
Every day.
You know, every day. It's just like you say, it would be as if I didn't take my pills for my mental illness or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
For my addiction, if I don't take my spiritual medicine, I will relapse.
If you don't participate in those self-care activities, we call them.
Mm-hmm.
Ron, when we come forward, we're going to continue this conversation on trying to help some families with addiction. This is KVLA Talk 1580. I'm Reverend Gerald. You're listening to Urban Family Focus.
You're listening to the all-new Weekend Lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
I'm Mike Island, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Vice President Harris is headed to Romania today as fighting rages over its border in Ukraine. She'll meet with the president there as the country prepares for more refugees. She was in Poland yesterday, which has taken in most of the 2.5 million people who've escaped. More damage is unfolding in Ukraine on this 16th day of fighting as Russia has reportedly bombed another hospital. Explosions also went off near a preschool and airports. This comes as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's worried Russia may launch a chemical weapons attack. Drivers today will notice gas prices are even higher. AAA updated the national average overnight to $4.33 a gallon. That's just a couple of cents more than yesterday after soaring almost 50 cents in the past week. And that's the latest. I'm Mike Island from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, reminding you, when we fight, we win. The Youth Justice Coalition is working to build a youth, family, and incarcerated people's movement to challenge mass incarceration along with race, gender, and class discrimination in the juvenile and criminal injustice systems on the county, state, and national level. They take on the massive lockup of people of color, widespread law enforcement violence, and corruption and consistent violation of young people's constitutional and human rights. The Youth Justice Coalition uses campaigns like Free LA High School, Know Your Rights, Legal Defense, and police and court monitoring to promote safety without relying on law enforcement and lockups. They focus on preventing system contact and pulling people out of the system. YJC uses direct action, political education, and activist arts to expose and pressure the people in charge in order to bring about change. They advocate transformative justice and positive intervention behavior as alternatives to school suspension, expulsion, and arrest. To get involved, visit youthjusticela.org or call 323-235-4243. That's 323-235-4243. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
The Institute for Diversity Certification is all about the three Ds: dedication, determination, and discipline. Learn more about our globally recognized diversity certification program today by calling 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192, or visit diversitycertification.org. As the number one organization for certified diversity professionals and also certified diversity executive credentials, diversitycertification.org will provide an opportunity for you to demonstrate dedication to the field, determination to make progress, and more discipline to your process. Go today and learn more about the diversity certification system. Call 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192. Or go to diversitycertification.org. That's diversitycertification.org. The standard of excellence, equity, diversity, and inclusion.
Still looking for that one special voice that makes you fall in love with podcasts? The One is out there and free on Spotify. With over 2 million shows and today's most talked about podcasts, Spotify is the best place to find that one special show that makes you laugh, keeps you interested, and keeps you listening for more. Whatever you're into, get way more into it with a podcast. Find the one you've been listening for right now, free on Spotify.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. The Koreatown Youth and Community Center, or KYCC, was established in 1975 to support at-risk youth. Today, KYCC is the leading multi-service organization in Koreatown, supporting children and their families in the areas of education, health, housing, and finances. KYCC is committed to making Koreatown a safe and beautiful place to live and work. The mission of KYCC is to serve the needs of the Korean Americans in Greater Los Angeles as well as the multi-ethnic Koreatown community. KYCC's programs and services are directed towards recently immigrated, economically disadvantaged youth and families and promote community socioeconomic empowerment. To donate, volunteer, or to get help, 213-365-7400. That's 213-365-7400 or visit kyccla.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith. Gerald Smith, a spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
If you want to ride, don't ride the white horse.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. We're here today with a colleague of mine and an old dear friend, Ronald White, who is also an addiction counselor. He's been an attorney. He's turned his life in the direction that it was always supposed to go, which is helping others deal with this illness that we refer to as addiction. And before we continue our conversation with Ronald, I just want to remind all of the KBLA Talk Nation that March, as you know, is Women's History Month. And we have a special invitation for all women who listen to KBLA Talk 1580. We want to give you a chance to join us on Sunday, March 27th at 11 a.m. at a special Sisters Brunch. That's right. You could have a seat at the brunch table right alongside the women host on KBLA Talk 1580. And we have an array of talented young women on this radio station. All you have to do is go to KBLA1580.com and register for your chance to win a seat at the KBLA Sisters Brunch. That's it. That's all you have to do, and you are automatically entered to win a seat at the brunch table with all the women of KBLA Talk 1580 on Sunday, March 27th at 11 a.m. So go to KBLA1580.com right away and register to win. We will notify winners the week of March 21st. Good luck, and from all of us at KBLA Talk 1580. We've had a great Women's Month, and this radio station has some great women who are enlightening this community and doing a great service with the shows that they produce on this station. So, Ron, we were talking about addiction and how it is a disease, and the families first need to understand that it is something that affects the brain. And when those neurotransmitters start sending out signals to trigger that dopamine to start flowing, we can't help but want to reach to that substance that causes that good feeling initially that can turn into being not so good feeling as we continue to use that substance and it begins to take effect on our lives and has us behave in ways that are harmful to ourselves and others. So families, if you understand or if you take the time to get the understanding about how it impacts your loved one or how it may be impacting you, then you'll see why those spiritual habits that Ron was talking about and what I refer to as self-care habits
have to come into play. Mm-hmm. Whatever's going on physiologically in that body that's having you crave, whatever it is that you're craving, it can be treated. It can be treated. There is something that can be done. And it starts with, as you said earlier, Ron, it starts with faith. And I know there's a lot of people out there, when you say you have to believe in something greater than you are, mm-hmm. they want to take it to a religious space. And there are a lot of religious spaces that have programs and help for you. But those of you who are agnostic or atheists and don't like church,
right.
that's something that we're talking about has nothing to do with church, because
right.
you get in your car and you drive down a 2-lane highway at 70, 80 miles an hour, and there's nothing between you and that oncoming big rig truck but a dotted yellow line. And you have faith that that truck is going to stay on that side of the line, and you're going to stay on yours while you're doing 75, 80, 90 miles an hour. So there is a power. There's something that you believe in. There's a power greater than you are. And that something
mm-hmm.
can and will guide you into the direction you want your life to go. So we have to start there.
We exercise faith every day.
When I
come to a stoplight,
mm-hmm.
I have to have faith that the other guys are mm-hmm. going to do it. When I'm going through that green, I got to have faith that these other guys are going to comply with the red.
Exactly.
So if it's only a matter of, I know I'm better with you than mm-hmm. I am alone,
mm-hmm.
then it's just a matter of the power greater than me is mm-hmm. us together.
Absolutely. It's the
right.
connection.
Right.
It's that connection. It's that relationship. And so, Ron, what do you do? I know we both are addiction counselors, and we, you know, have the modalities that we use and the things that we do to get people to start talking. And because most of this that we're referring to, a lot of it, I should say, comes from some experience that we've had in life, be it a traumatic experience
mm-hmm.
or it comes from the hereditary. It's a genetic thing. And like any other disease that, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes runs in the family, they say, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean that you're destined to have high blood pressure. It doesn't mean that you're going to have diabetes, but it means that you are susceptible genetically to those diseases. So you have to take extra steps and extra precautions to avoid those things. And when we talk about addiction, because whatever it is, started out as entertainment. It started out as having fun. So how do you avoid having fun even though you have the gene?
It was so funny, Gerald, because I didn't drink for 17 years or use anything because mm-hmm. of my father's drinking mm-hmm. and the way that it impacted negatively our family. So I told myself, I'm never going to drink.
Right.
And I didn't. Best believe by the time I get to Locke High School and I graduate as an honor student and I'm getting ready to go to college, and I saw a guy and a girl underneath a blanket at a beach party,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and I'm a nerd, right? I don't get girls, uh-huh. and I see that blanket moving, and I think to myself, I want to get underneath a blanket, right?
Okay.
And so somebody was passing around some of that cheap wine, either some Tyrolia or some Spignata,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't think about my dad at that point in time.
Right.
All I thought about is, see, it's amazing what fear will do for you,
mm-hmm.
fear of not being able to get something or losing something
right.
Or whatever, and so I operated out of that insecurity and that fear, and I needed something to help me overcome that fear.
Right.
That's what a lot of people drink or use, you know, for that, and it's fun,
mm-hmm.
and it works in the beginning. And if you're an addict or an alcoholic, it stops working after a while because
right.
it takes me over. This disease looks volitional.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like I'm doing it because I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you shared earlier, after a while, man, I'm doing it because I have to.
Absolutely.
Right. And
absolutely.
So when you get to that point, when you're doing it because you have to, that's when that help is needed.
Right.
And reaching out, you know, and that's what I encourage people to do. I work with mental health
mm-hmm.
people. I work with substance abuse people. I work with all the whole spectrum
mm-hmm.
of individuals who suffer
right.
in our communities. And so I understand, man, you gotta look for the help, and the families are an integral part of that.
Absolutely. And that's where we come in, because they don't know how involved to get or when to get involved. Like you say, some people got to hit the floor
mm-hmm.
before they even think about getting up. And then there are other people that maybe you can get them to have the conversation. Maybe you can get them to go talk to somebody. Maybe you can get them to join a group or a 12-step program or anything to get them on the right track. And then once that's accomplished, now mama's happy. Now the family's at peace. And then a year or two later, boom, they're drinking again. They're right. using again. And we start that cycle again. So there's some, it takes some what they call tough love. But the toughness has to be overridden by the love. Now, that doesn't mean you coddle them. That doesn't mean you encourage them. That doesn't mean you enable them. But you have to have that understanding that if it was diabetes or high blood pressure, just because they go to the doctor and their blood pressure's up, you're not going to kick them to the curb. You're going to make sure they're eating better. You're going to make sure they're doing the things they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people, organizations, all they do is help people with addiction issues. And we understand that along with addiction, the mental illness thing plays a role. 70% of the people who have a mental illness diagnosis also have an addiction diagnosis. So they run kind of hand in hand, but it all starts somewhere. And when we come forward, we're going to talk about that starting point. And you mentioned your dad. I mentioned my grandfather. You know, so it's there. So mm-hmm. We just need to uncover it. This is KVLA Talk 1580. You're listening to Urban Family Focus.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith
when we come forward
on KVLA Talk 1580.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback. And by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Savings vary. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. Minority AIDS Project is a California nonprofit organization that provides educational and other HIV AIDS related support services free of charge to eligible individuals regardless of age, gender, ethnicity, culture, language, or circumstances, with a primary focus on the African American and Latino communities in Central and South Central Los Angeles. Minority AIDS Project is the first community-based HIV AIDS organization established and managed by people of color. It was founded by Archbishop Carl Bean and the Unity Fellowship Church of Christ in 1985 and has been serving South LA ever since. To make a donation or access services, call 323-936-4949. That's 323-936-4949 or visit minorityaidsproject.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
A Mother's Day evening of soul. Patti LaBelle, Gladys Knight, Stephanie Mills, and Freddie Jackson. Mother's Day, May 8th at the Los Angeles Forum, 7 p.m. Tickets on sale this Friday at Ticketmaster.
KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, challenging you to be the change you want to see. 100 Black Men of Los Angeles Incorporated is a nonprofit, community-based organization with a mission to improve the quality of life for African-Americans and other minorities by enhancing educational and economic opportunities for youth with initiatives like the Young Black Scholars Program, the Junior Investment Program, and the Technology Summit. 100 Black Men of Los Angeles focuses on mentoring, education, health and wellness, economic empowerment, and leadership. They're a body of outstanding Black men whose training, skills, and experiences adds value to their communities. To join the organization and make a difference, offer support, or sign up an eligible young scholar, visit 100BMLA.net, 100BMLA.net, or call 310-497-2176. That's 310-497-2176. This is the community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are rooting for everybody Black. KBLA Talk 1580.
children, it's hard to listen, but
yes,
I ain't trying to run your life. Oh.
Welcome back to Urban Family
Might
Focus.
Seem like one more good time,
we were just sitting here. We just called Gil Scott's name, and here comes the song. Angel Dust.
Mm-hmm.
So, before we get back into our conversation, Ron, I just want to give another great announcement. KBLA Talk 1580 is celebrating Women's Month by elevating community and culture. Black Lives Matter Los Angeles presents Black Women Are Divine, a special event inspired by the spirit of Breonna Taylor. So we want you to join Black Lives Matter LA for a beautiful day in the park, offering space for black women to reclaim divinity. There will be delicious and healthy lunch giveaways, healing services and massages such as Reiki. There'll be performances, dance, and more. And it's all hosted by KBLA's own Dominique DePrima. Everything is completely free. Black Women Are Divine is an event created by black women to receive the love and healing that they so richly deserve. Their children's village, yes, the little ones are invited too. Brothers, please pass along this information to black women in your life, and you're welcome to come out and shower black women with love and support. All are invited to volunteer, but this event centers around black women, girls, and feminines. It's all going on Saturday, March 12th, starting at 12 noon at Norman Houston Park, 4800 South La Brea Avenue, Los Angeles. That's at La Brea and Stocker. Celebrating Women's History Month with love and appreciation. That's KBLA Talk 1580 and Black Lives Matter. So, Brother Ryan, we were touching on this, you know, families and what's too much. When does enabling become, or when does helping transition into enabling? And there may be some people out there that really don't know what to look for as far as whether their loved one is in trouble or not. So, you know, there's certain signs, you know, loss of physical coordination. You know, somebody's all of a sudden became extremely lethargic, you know, pinpoint pupils of the eyes or bloodshot eyes. Those are certain things you can look for to let you know whether your loved one is in need of your help or not. But when does that help transition into enabling?
That's such a tricky question, Gerald, because when I talked about my mother watching this guy beat me in her front yard and not raising her hand to help me, I don't think it would have had the same impact if she had been dismissive of me before. Mm-hmm. She had loved me and tried to help me and prayed over me and fed me time after time after time. And and I kept going back out and I kept using, so that finally when it reached that point that she closed that door on me, mm-hmm. I think that the impact of I was receiving all of this help and love and now it's withdrawn, mm-hmm. that helped me more than anything.
Right.
So I don't know. You know, was she hurting me when she was trying to help me? Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would not be sitting here talking with you today
if
she had not.
If she had not, yeah. Well, you know, I, in my experience, you know, it's usually one or the other. You know, mama and daddy might be fed up. They might say, look, you need to get some help or you need to get out of the house. You need to go fend for yourself.
Right.
And then there's grandma. So when mama and daddy says it's time to make a move, grandma says, come on over here with me, baby. I got you. So there's this cycle that's going on within the family, all in love. Everybody assuming they're doing what's right or the best thing. So that's where the family members themselves need to reach out. You can't get the individual to make a move, but that doesn't stop you from making a move. And there are resources out there for you, family, that you can call, you can get counseling,
mm-hmm.
you can have a conversation with somebody that can help guide you through what's necessary for you to get the proper help or allow your child or your loved one, as mom did for you, go right. through what they need to go through to get the help and you maintain your sanity and not allow yourself to get sick worrying about your child's illness.
Right. Gerald, real quick, mm-hmm. there's help for the family.
Absolutely.
That even if the addict or the alcoholic can't get sober, mm-hmm. the family can be helped, and they can learn how to live, you know, in spite of that person. Sometimes we can't get everybody.
Can't win.
Except mm-hmm. the family is suffering, too. It's a family disease.
Right.
The family can receive treatment that can help them as well. So I don't want to forget about them.
Right.
You know, because they are sick and suffering as well as a result of the addict's disease. And there's a lot of help that's out there, family groups.
Exactly.
That can provide support and solace.
And again, when you have that question and you don't know where to go, you can find anything on the internet today, mm-hmm. but start with your primary care physician. And those of you who have a church home or have a particular faith that you participate in, start there.
Right.
They will have a resource for you. And of course, there's SAMHSA, which is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. They have if you go to their website, they have a laundry list of places in every part of the country where not just the addicted person can get help, but the family members can get help as
well. They got a hotline.
Hotline. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, you can pick up and call. So reach out. And if your loved one is not quite ready, and that sometimes they aren't
right,
quite ready, we want you to stay healthy. We want you to stay whole. We don't want you to worry yourself to death.
To death.
Trying to get them to do something that only they can do. They're the only ones that can help themselves is to make that move. And we can encourage them. We can give them the opportunity. We can even do an intervention. They work. Sometimes they don't.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do all we can, but you got to know when to do it. When we come forward, we're going to wrap up our conversation with Ronald White and our conversation about addiction and how it impacts the families. This is KBLA Talk 1580.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
Hey, Ray Maliozzi here. Have you ever cooked a really fine gourmet meal? Yeah, me neither. But I'm told it all comes down to the ingredients. And when I need ingredients to improve my car, the place I go is eBay Motors. Whether you roasted your last transmission, graded your current floor mats, or pureed your side view mirror on a lamppost, eBay Motors has the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them. And by the way, if you recently fired up your grill, don't worry, eBay Motors has grills too. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, reminding you that we keep us safe. With a recent rise in hate crimes to almost unprecedented levels, and California with the most hate crimes of any state, it is time for all Angelenos to come together. That is what LA vs. Hate is all about. It's a campaign by the LA County Human Relations Commission to give everyone tangible actions to help dismantle racism and bigotry. It's a plan to connect victims or witnesses of bullying, discrimination, or hate crimes with social services. The LA County Human Relations Commission wants you to know that all Los Angeles residents are valued. We all belong, and LA County is taking actions to protect every one of us. It is time to educate and liberate, to eradicate hate and practice loving kindness. And you are a part of the solution. You can report any hate incident as a victim or as a witness by calling 211. That's right. Simply dial 211, or you can report hate online at 211LA.org. To learn more and get involved, please visit LAVSHATE.org. That's LAVSHATE.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Well, I started my own restaurant because I love to cook, but that also means a lot of greasy pots and pans. And we can't waste time with endless sink changeovers. So we upgraded to Dawn Professional Pot and Pan.
Dawn Professional cleans 58% more pots and pans per sink than the leading competitor.
Less dish soap, fewer changeovers, and more time doing what we love.
Dawn Professional. It's clean. Upgraded. From P&G Professional.
Weekdays.
Weekends.
We've got a lot to talk about.
You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
Rise back up again
for the saints,
sinners. Oh, 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 oh. Everybody say now.
We fall down.
Sometimes we get
back. Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. We've been having a conversation today with Ronald White, who is an addiction counselor and doing a lot of great work in the city. And we want all you family members out there that may have an addicted person that you're trying to help or you think you want to help. You know, there are places that you can go in this city. Families for Children Spiritual Behavioral Health Center is one. They're located in Inglewood. Free in One Treatment, Brother Ron Simmons over at West L.A., and there's also medication-assisted treatment. So, Ron, I want you to give everybody information on where you are and how they can get help at your organization. Okay.
I know the organization that I work for right now is Clear Recovery Center. You can look them up on their website. That they're helping people who have addiction problems as well as mental health problems. I want to give a shout out to an organization I formerly worked for called Exodus Recovery. They have mental health services and a sobering center downtown for the homeless.
Thank you, Ron, for being with us today. And I hope there's a family out there that got some help and are going to reach out and to take care of that addiction issue. This is KBLA Talk 1580. Black Lives Matter is next.